You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We can get fined for reckless driving, and yet we do not get praise for wreckful driving.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Cruz. Here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Good morning.
This week's topic comes from a listener named Andrew. Andrew says, I would love to hear the background of reckless. I was describing the word to my six-year-old as he was demonstrating the definition and realized it's a hard word to parse. There is no wreckful. There isn't a wreck. How did we get settled with just that form? We've covered a little bit of this territory in the past with ruthless is the one that sticks out to me.
Ruthless, we also did feckless.
That's right.
And with feckless, what we discovered was that, at least historically, there was a feckful.
But we didn't have a ruthful.
And there is no wreckful. Now, Andrew noted that there isn't a wreck, but in fact, there is. And of course, that explains the origins of the term. It is most likely that wreckful goes back to wreck as a verb. And as a verb, wreck meant, and to some extent still means, because you can still find it, to take care of, to notice, to take heed of. And you can then imagine, if you're reckless, you are not taking heed. You are not taking care. That verb wreck shows up early in the language. Shakespeare really liked this verb. For example, here is a quote from As You Like It. The quote is, my master is of churlish disposition and little recks to find the way to heaven. So doesn't care about finding that way to heaven. A more recent example, this is in the Oxford English Dictionary, 1954. They can preach holy war, and that is ever the most deadly kind, for it recks nothing of consequences. Now, I don't use wreck as a verb.
No.
But it is out there. Then you have reckless, indifferent to consequences, rash, heedless, you know, disregarding danger. There are some pretty strong collocates for this word. In other words, words that tend to co-occur with reckless. For you, if I said reckless, what would come in that blank after reckless?
I can think of a few. The first one that comes to mind, definitely driving, reckless driving. Behavior also stands out. A reckless decision. I don't think I can think of any more.
You've got, in the top ones, driving and behavior are very near the top. The other ones that often co-occur with reckless endangerment, reckless disregard, and reckless abandon.
I feel like these are things that we hear in courtrooms quite a bit, or in police reports.
You are exactly right that you will get it in some of this legal terminology. And then Brian Garner, in his usage guide, expresses some concern about the folks who sometimes spell this word reckless with a W, as in W-R-E-C-K-L-E-S-S. I just found myself speculating, I wonder if the fact that reckless driving leads to car wrecks could encourage people to spell reckless that way. But Brian Garner notes that it's out there. But, of course, our question was, does reckless have a counterpart in wreckful? And the answer is, at least not right now.
Well, Anne, you always approach these language questions with wreck. Does that work?
Sure.
We'll go with it. Thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.